next slide, please. I think Cappy and her group have been working really hard to address some of these challenges, and I know it's a big issue, and we have relieved some, we have achieved some relief at the edges, Cranert, Assembly Hall, and libraries. But it still continues to be a big concern for faculty members. And, you know, I think personally in thinking about this and sitting and listening to some of the reports today, you know, one of the things that I know that you've challenged Larry to do is increase the research productivity of the faculty, right? So since I gave this talk, I've been fortunate and I received four NIH grants, right? So basically, I quadrupled my amount of work. Well, so now I have these accounts that have a lot of money in it, but I'm not authorized to spend it. How do I buy the equipment that I need to buy? I mean, and I would argue that, you know, and unfortunately, Trustee Koritz is not here, when I'm reconstructing a pig's face, who knows better what equipment I need? Somebody sitting in an office or the surgeon with a scalpel in his hand? So that would be a challenge that I guess we need to figure out a solution to that, because I know I heard an example this morning about an investigator that was told, well, what do you need a autoclave that goes to that temperature for? Because I need it, right? It's part of my research. You know, it's not somebody saying, well, this is what you get. I mean, you know, we have a contractual obligation with the government once these are signed to do this job. And I think we all take that seriously, and we need to move that forward. Next slide, please. So I think the good news is, you know, we have made some progress. I know effective in August on our campus, the chancellor and her office has streamlined the hiring process, reduced some of the paperwork, reduced some of the signatures required to get people hired. You know, when we get one of these research grants, we're always kind of playing catch up. The money is awarded. That's the beginning line. You know, when you get the contract signed, you really can't spend any money till you actually have it approved. You need to hire people, you need to begin the research, and so we're always about 2 months behind. You know, Michigan, when they get the money, they're not 2 months behind. They can start right away. So you're really putting a damper, our systems are putting a damper on our ability to react and be responsive and be competitive. I mean, faculty are competitors. We want to win. We want to be that high bar in the Big Ten. And the only way that we can do that is we have the tools to win. Because none of us go in the game to be second. We're here to make the University of Illinois the greatest research institution on the face of the planet, and we need, you know, we're going to need some help for that to happen. So I think, you know, there's been some progress. I think we have a lot of work to do still. I think the faculty are encouraged. I'm encouraged. I've seen sincere effort by the VPR, the VCRs, and the chancellors to move this forward. And I think, you know, our best days are ahead of us. But if we're going to increase research productivity by $200 million a year, you know, taking 40% of faculty's time away, you guys can do the math. How many more faculty members do we need to be able to do that? You know, give me some of that 30% back. You know, give me 10 or 15% of that back, and maybe I'd think about writing another NIH grant. But I've got faculty members that were in this cohort of the Huron people that are talking about cutting back because they've got 8 federally funded projects and they are going to go back down to 6. Those are the folks that you don't want to go from 8 to 6. You want them to go from 8 to 12. Okay. So, thank you.
I mean, I guess my reaction to that is that there's confusion in my mind when we go from the general to the specific and then from the specific back up to the general. And there's really no point of engagement, I think, for us or me in terms of a forward-looking plan. I think if we could identify something like the Huron report, which honestly I've never seen, which I would like to see, and identify that and say the board would like a report on an update on that for the next 4 quarters till we've got some progress, I think we need a suggestion like that as to
specifics of how we can go forward.
Yeah, but I mean, if we can't figure out the autoclave issue, and you know, I don't know how to deal with the
it's
researchers. But if you said there is this document, we need to track its implementation, then I think that's something that we could tee up.
Yeah, and I think in one of the slides that I think I may have skipped over that, I mean, there has been some progress. Some of those 18 recommendations in the Huron report are actively being implemented. The training, the streamlining of the proposal submission, but there's other issues that have not, you know, not been addressed yet. So, you know,
would that be a good place?